You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
The race for the White House is even closer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 3 weeks before the election, Fox News power rankings just out make another state a toss-up.
The state of Michigan, we believe right now, is a toss-up. We had it lean Democrat for quite a bit.
Taking Michigan out of Harris's projected electoral vote total gives her 226. Former President Trump's at 219. They need 270 to win. So Fox's Bill Hemmer reports it comes down to these states.
Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, too close to call.
Harris and Trump jabbed at each other last night in Pennsylvania.
We have the worst president and the worst vice president in the history of our country by far. And let me tell you, she is worse than him.
The consequences of him ever being president again are brutally serious.
Harris will continue her outreach to black voters in Michigan today. Charlamagne Tha God will interview the vice president in Detroit. There will be a Trump rally tonight in Georgia.
Where early voting, in-person voting started today. You know, the former president has been talking a lot about drilling and lowering energy prices as a part of his plan to tackle inflation. Last night at a town hall in Pennsylvania, he was talking about this other part of the plan, which is to try to get China to buy food from our farmers.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Atlanta. 23rd deaths blamed on Hurricane Milton in Florida. There are still about 200,000 power outages, and almost half the gas stations in the Tampa, Sarasota area is still empty.
Yeah, it's been pretty difficult because, you know, lines are down the street, and then people are running out of gas before you can even get to it.
2 weeks after Iran fired a missile barrage at Israel, an update on retaliation.
According to the Washington Post, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the U.S. government he's willing to restrict strikes to military targets. Netanyahu's office has released a statement saying it's listening to American advice, but will make its own decisions.
And Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Police officer and canine handler Jacob Russell Chaffins was fatally shot while attempting to serve warrants for domestic violence offenses. And thanks to friends like you and your generosity, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation gave the Chaffins family the gift of a mortgage-free home. There's so much more to do and to say thank you to our nation's heroes and their families for their immense sacrifices, all for us. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with the Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines. Located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be back with you as we rock and roll, as usual, folks. It is a terrific Tuesday. Great day to be alive. Anyway, if you want to be part of the program, it's the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, as always. Let's jump right into it. We are honored to have Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson joins. We haven't heard from Richard in a while, but good to hear from him. Richard, what's going on,
brother? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man.
Living the dream.
Hey, that's why you wanted to come on the program, to really live the dream. I know that's what you're thinking. Anyway. Richard,
I'm glad to be back.
No, it is good to have you. Let me just let you start off. Give us the overall view of the tax reform. I tell people this is your puppy, and the fact that you've kind of been the sales guy out there. Jeff's been the sales guy out there. Now more and more people are getting involved in it. So let's talk about what's the goal, and then a little bit about some of the fine needle and stuff, the stuff that you need to talk about to let us know what's going to happen.
Sure. So, I mean, the goal is to make Louisiana's taxes low, simple, and fair. And I would say that hasn't existed in any of our lifetimes. We haven't had low, simple, fair taxes. And, you know, anybody that's alive today in Louisiana, I would say since Huey Long, that hadn't been the case. And so it's really, I can't underestimate or, you know, downplay how big a deal this is. I mean, this is a huge change. I know, I've been on your program a lot, and you always tell me how, you know, you hate when people come on there and say, but this is a step in the right direction. Well, this isn't a step in the right direction. This is a giant leap, right? This is a giant leap in the right direction.
That's what we need.
And what we're doing is, what we're doing is looking at the entirety of Louisiana's tax code. Like, it's not just, you know, one little piece of sales tax and one little piece of income tax. We're looking at the sales tax, the income tax, the corporate income tax, the corporate franchise tax, the inventory tax, all of these things that have really held Louisiana back for, like I said, 100 years. And we're trying to make it so that we have a tax system that will let us compete with our other states. And we will have fiscal stability going forward so that, you know, we don't have to be a state that lives paycheck to paycheck anymore. And, you know, for a long time, that's how we've run things. And it's just not a great way to do business. And so we're trying to do both the fix kind of our short-term fiscal problems that, you know, always go up and down, and then also trying to make Louisiana in the long run competitive. And we've looked at other states. We've looked at, you know, all of the commissions and committees and studies and everything else that have been done over the last 50 years. And we said, let's pick all those ideas that work. Let's put it all in a single comprehensive package and let's try and get it done. And this is, like I said, a huge swing for the fences. We're trying to cut income taxes for everyone in the state. We're trying to make it simpler for businesses to operate here from a sales tax perspective. We're trying to get rid of a lot of these complicated special interest tax breaks, and so just give everybody low rates across the board. And that's the overall picture. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's all been suggested or done in other states, but we're trying to bring it to Louisiana, which is sometimes a little bit of a foreign language. There's a little bit of a language barrier to bring those good ideas here, but you know, it really is it's been a labor of love. I know Governor Landry's been very passionate about trying to do this to grow Louisiana, you know, reverse those out-migration trends we've been seeing for basically the past decade. And this is really a foundational problem. And so we're trying to fix those things that have really held us back for a long time.
You know, Richard, and of course, I've only looked at part of it. Jeff was on here a couple of weeks ago for an hour. I'm sure it's an evolving deal because you got to get things out of pass. But if you look at the package, the thing we need here is businesses to grow and expand, jobs for young people, and for young people to quit going, and for families to win for a change, not government. How does this plan help businesses to grow, and how does it help people, families, that they can grow their income? How those two things in this package that you're putting together, how do those things work? Because to me, I don't give a damn about government anymore. I'm done. I care about what I just told you, businesses and families. They're the only thing that matter to me now. All we've ever done in this state is grown government. So how does it win for businesses?
Sure. So, I mean, like I said, we get a personal income tax cut for everybody. So the top rate goes from 4.25% down to 3%. And so most small businesses are taxed at those individual rates. So that's a third of the income tax burden for those small businesses that will be gone. So that's a big deal. And then on the corporate side, we basically cut the corporate rate in more than half. And so for the bigger corporations that that I employ a significant number of people in the state, their rate will go down, and we do that by getting rid of more of the special interest tax breaks. I mean, all these little incentive programs and credits that we throw out to specific industries, we're getting rid of all that and just saying, hey, let's just have one low rate that everybody can pay that will attract new industries and new businesses here to Louisiana, and so they win from that. We're also getting rid of the corporate franchise tax, which is basically a wealth tax on companies. It's really uncompetitive. It was put in place by Huey Long in 1934. Most of the other states have gotten rid of it or phasing it out. And so that's one, but we're thrown out completely. And I think that's a big step for competitiveness. And then the inventory tax is another thing where we're basically giving local governments the ability to opt out of charging the inventory tax on business inventory, which is a property tax that, you know, I would say is also very uncompetitive. It keeps businesses from coming here. And we're also giving an incentive to those parishes to opt out. So we're actually going to give them money to say, hey, make this better policy choice for your people and, you know, make your parish more competitive. And so I think that that will allow a lot of the state to become more competitive in attracting business and industry, in that not having that inventory tax will be a big economic driver. And so there's a myriad of wins in this. I think even on the sales tax front, we're simplifying the sales tax. We're getting rid of like 100 exemptions out of the, almost half of the exemptions we're going to get rid of out of our sales tax code that makes it very complicated for businesses to comply with, that makes us one of the, you know, we have one of the lowest rankings in the sales tax area in the country. And so I think the Tax Foundation has reviewed our plan, and they have said basically we'd move from the bottom 10 to the top 10 in the business climate index that they have. And that's probably the gold standard of, you know, some of these rankings and stuff. You're really going from the bottom to the top, which is really what our goal was, because that's going to be a sea change in the way business is done in Louisiana.
Let me ask you a question. If you do all this, by the way, we're talking to Richard Nelson, Revenue Secretary for Governor Landry. If you do all this stuff, you talked about exemptions. And a lot of times the way we're set up, the only way we can get companies to come here or stay is through exemptions. Do you quit giving the incentives? Do you totally quit giving the incentives? Does it set up a way we don't have to buy companies anymore? Or you still have to do some of that?
So the idea is that LED would have some other tools in their toolbox to go out and recruit companies, like some kind of incentive funds to incentivize people to create jobs, give them a break. But I think they would be more grant programs that are targeted specifically at specific companies, and they'd be competitive, so that instead of being somewhat of a corporate entitlement program, it would be very targeted incentives that, you know, maybe builds an intersection if you need an intersection for your new site or something like that, or also allow LED to buy sites and then, you know, get them ready for a new business to come in and take over. And so we're looking at what other states do and trying to, you know, mimic a lot of that, but it would be a significant change. And the greatest benefit would be those lower rates that are predictable, you know, no more franchise tax, get rid of this inventory tax in a significant part of the state. And so those things are really what would make it competitive, is that, you know, you really just have a system of low rates that are fair and predictable, so you don't have to rely on a bunch of incentives that you either get or you don't get, or, you know, they sunset. And so all of these things add unpredictability. They make Louisiana unattractive because, you know, if you don't get your incentive, or if you don't hire your consultants or lobbyists or whatever, you know, that's a game most states don't want to, or most companies don't want to play. And so we're trying to make it low and fair for everybody.
Are you concerned about, look, and I talked to the governor about this too, but I'm going to bring it up to you. Are you concerned you present this plan? Now you got to get it through the House and the Senate. It's a moving plan. You got to have a special session. You got to get it through the House and Senate. You got to have a constitutional amendment, a constitutional vote in March. Then you still have to do some stuff in the session. Does it worry you that anywhere through the process, if it's watered down or stopped part of it, will this thing not be good? And in fact, will it just grow government? My concern is you get some of it through, not all of it through, part of it through. I saw Neil Raza made a comment, and Representative Neil Raza made a comment in the, Jeremy Offit's Weekly Facts. And he talked about how everything had to pass to make this done right. So are you concerned about that? Have you taken that in consideration when you go to sell it? You got a Senate over there by Henry and them. I mean, are they going to water it down to nothing? That's my question. Because, I mean, you know there's going to be fights.
Oh, I mean, I'll tell you, the fights have been going on for a while. So, I mean, I don't think that I'm not really worried about it. you know, I'm not really worried about it being, you know, watered down or growing government. I don't think that that's really a risk. I think the biggest risk is that we just reduce, because I think the foundation of the plan is very good. I think that that will be solid. And really the negotiating part is, you know, how many of those exemptions, how many of these other things are we going to make up the revenue, and how low can we get those rates down on the corporate side and on the personal income side? And so that is the goal of the plan, is to get those rates as low as possible. At the end of the day, that's going to be the negotiation part, because everybody says, I want my exemption, I want my incentive, yeah, I'm not special. And so, you know, to the extent that they do that, I want that discussion in the legislature to be, well, you're going to raise taxes on the other 2.5 million taxpayers to give this one guy a tax break, right?
No, I think that's a great idea to expose that.
That's the only way I feel like you can do. And, I mean, to some extent, the legislature may decide, hey, yes, I think this program is so important that we're going to raise taxes on the other 2.5 million people to do it. But that's the discussion that we should have. And I really think that even the foundation of the plan is going to be pretty solid no matter what. And I think it's, you know, change is difficult. Change is really hard. There's a reason all these problems haven't been fixed in the last 100 years, and we only take, you know, steps in the right direction instead of trying to fix it. But I think if you don't try and you don't lay out a plan and you don't think all these things through, you're never going to get it done. And so we spent a lot of time laying this out. We spent a lot of time talking to different groups and the legislators and everybody else. And there's a lot of work left to do. I'm hopeful that it's more possible now than it's ever been.
Yeah, let me take a break. Come back just a short segment with you. Richard Nelson, Revenue Secretary, come back talking about the big tax plan Governor Landry and him is trying to get through, and there's a lot of good in it. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard us talking about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will, too. Champagne's Marketing. Bye. Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline on the hotline. We got Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson. Richard, a couple quick things I think are important. I just don't know if you can get the true tax reform you need without real spending cuts. That's what I don't see in this. Now, I'm not saying it's not coming. It's not there. I'm talking about real spending cuts now. Not federal money going away. Spending cuts in a budget. I do not think you can get that without having real spending cuts.
So, you know, people ask me about spending all the time, and I tell them I'm the revenue department. I'm not the spending department, right? So the changes that we're proposing are, you know, they're not revenue neutral. It is a net reduction to the general fund, and then it's going to be a net revenue reduction that's even greater than that outside of the general fund. But, you know, at the end of the day, I tell the legislature, how much money you want to make or how much money you want to lose, and I can tell you the rate that will generate that. And I think having a flat income tax, it helps in that conversation, because when you have one flat rate that everybody pays, then you can say, hey, look, if we're going to reduce that rate, we're giving everybody a tax cut, and you don't have to worry about all the other elements of it. And so I think laying this structure for Louisiana, where we get rid of a lot of these exemptions and credits, and we simplify it, and we lower the rates, and we have flat rates for both businesses or corporations and individuals, I think that's how you get to the point where a reduction in the income tax rate will benefit everybody. And I think that's where you are in a position where those spending cuts can actually be given back to the people and not just used to grow government.
But you didn't answer the question. I mean real spending cuts. I know that's not your business, but I don't think you can really have a tax reform without spending cuts. I just don't. I think the plan is a overall pretty good plan, and I'm all for y'all. I hope we get something done. I'm not arguing with you at all. I'm just telling you, if you don't take the government and say, we're going to start cutting some spending somewhere, I don't think you can get there. And that's what bothers me about the plan right now. The other thing is, what about expenditure limits up the road? Let's say this all works like you want it to work. I mean, are we going to try to slow the spending in the government side? I just think government ought to be the caboose, not the engine. And that's what we've been doing. You mentioned Huey Long. That's what we've been doing here for a long time. So what about expenditure limits on what we're going to spend? I mean, that goes back to the cuts, too.
Like I said, I'm not the spending department, so I mean, you can. I have no problem with limiting the growth of government. I think it's the right thing to do. But I think having that tax structure, where especially when you have low and flat rates, I think that, and when you give people that income tax cut, I think that that's where you drive the culture of, hey, let's make our tax system more competitive. Which what happens now is, instead of giving everybody a tax cut in Baton Rouge, what we do is we give a tax cut to just some special interest who hires a lobbyist to come up there, and so what this does is turn that system on its head, where you don't have to continuously go and get your own little special tax break. The tax cuts come to every single citizen of the state of Louisiana. And I think that's how you put those spending constraints into a better tax policy, because you give the opportunity for everyone to benefit from that.
And then
you get the popular support for that.
I want the spending cuts to come on government, because, you're going to have to tell me who I need to talk to for these spending cuts I want. You're the revenue guy. I talked to the governor. I got to find out who can tell me how to. I just don't think you can get there without that. Even though the plan's big, I'm admitting the plan is really big. It's just that if you're not going to take government and do something with spending, if you start creating any more money, they're going to spend it. Richard, you're going to be back in the same position and go, well, what are we doing here? That's the one thing that concerns me.
We do reduce. I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue reductions that are part of this plan. A lot of that falls outside of the general fund, but that's still money being taken by the government from the people. And so that money is going to go back in the form of income tax cuts. And so I think that that is a pretty significant reduction in the size of government. And it's to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think that is built into there. And I think that at the end of the day, could we do more after this passes? I think that then you'll have the foundation where the state will actually be growing, the state will actually be adding people, and you'll have the ability to cut even more as far as the tax rates go, because you'll be able to make the state more competitive.
By the way, last thing I'll let you go, I talked to a representative from North Carolina. They started in 2010, 2012 doing this. They still doing something almost every year to keep enhancing what they're doing. Is there plans to do that up the road if you get this passed? Because nothing can sit still if we're going to compete.
Absolutely. So this is modeled. Our whole plan is modeled very similarly to North Carolina. They were in a very similar position. They're actually, ranked below us when they started their reforms, and now they're in the top 10. So, we look at, I've looked at them pretty significantly, and the idea is that we're in the SEC of tax policy here in the South. It's the same as football, college football. We have to continuously innovate. We have to continuously be more competitive if we want to keep up. And so this is a giant leap forward. We would be in the top 10, but that doesn't mean we can just sit back and relax. It's going to be a continuous process of improvement that I think we're setting us up for success in the future to do this. And I think we just have to take this step to really to get the ball rolling.
All right. Got to go. Thank you, sir. We'll do it again, hopefully soon.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. All right, got to take a break. Representative Joe Orgeron. Joe Orgeron will join us about Amendment number 1 coming up on the ballot. We'll take a break. Be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything, you and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Great to be back with you. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, we're honored to have Representative Joe Orgeron joins us. Representative Orgeron, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, Moon. Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
Doing well.
Yes, sir. So everybody's been calling me. This is perfect timing for me, too. Everybody's been calling me. That's getting ready to start voting, and we start voting on Friday about Amendment number 1. So that's what we're talking about today. So let's first of all tell people what the amendment is, what it does, and state constitutional amendments will be put in the Constitution.
All right. Basically what it does is it marries all offshore energy revenue that we could possibly in the future get from the federal government to be married with the dedications we already have for oil and gas to all go to the Coastal Protection Restoration Fund. 20 years ago, we passed an amendment to dedicate oil and gas, explicitly offshore oil and gas on the OCS, the Outer Continental Shelf, in federal waters. We dedicated that if we were to ever get any federal revenue from the federal government, that Louisiana would use that money wisely and put it towards protecting the communities that help support that offshore oil and gas energy. This is just a replay of history 18 years, 20 years later, where right now Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Senator Cassidy both have bills to roll in offshore wind into, well, it's two things, rolling in offshore wind into that revenue sharing as a possibility, which is tantalizing to all them East Coast states that's all they got and that's what they want. But it also, more importantly, has changes to our GOMESA mechanisms to basically remove the cap on GOMESA monies from oil and gas, as well as try to change the percentage from 37.5. But this particular amendment, all it does is says, if we ever get federal dollars from offshore energy resources other than oil and gas, we will marry it with the oil and gas revenue and dedicate it to the coast. What it doesn't do is it doesn't detract from any oil and gas activity in any way, shape, or form.
So let me ask you a question. So, I'm not a big renewable guy, but so that means anything we're using, anything we're doing in the Gulf, that money would come back to us.
Who knows what the future holds? That someday there may be offshore solar. Of course, we're talking about the offshore wind with the windmills. This could be tidal. This could be current, you know, the eddy currents, harnessing energy from that. It could be geothermal. It could be, you know, I tell people, I don't care if it's squirrels in a P-roll, whatever it is. If you can generate energy on the outer continental shelf and the federal government's making money off of it, then the plan is that Louisiana would get a share, and that share that we would get, we would just put it in the same bucket with the oil and gas revenue that we dedicated 20 years ago to go towards the CPRA fund, which, of course, you know, is our coastal master plan, and that supports making all the communities on the coast more resilient. And that can't be done without the ports and the people that live right on the coast. That's the people that work offshore in those energy industries.
Hey, Joe, when you say the federal government would have to give us that, how does that work? We pass the constitutional amendment, it automatically comes to us, so you have to go through the federal government, or is Scalise and Cassidy and them already passed bills that make this possible?
Let me take you back. 2005, we passed an amendment that said just same exact thing. If we ever get oil and gas revenue from the federal government, we'll dedicate it to the coast. That was done by Senator Reggie Dupree and my predecessor here, Representative Luland Pete, in 2005. And the people of Louisiana overwhelmingly voted for it. Then Senator Mary Landrieu took that and used it as a stick and went up to Washington and said, look, I'm fighting for this thing called the Gulf of Mexico Energy Security Act, where off our coast right now, you know, where we losing land and all, we supplying energy to the nation on federal waters out there, but it's all the people that live on the coast. So we want a piece of those federal royalties. Mm-hmm. And the best deal she could cut was 37.5%, even though there are some interior states they get 50%, like New Mexico, but all she could get was 37.5 with a cap of about $500 million. So it's been kind of like that for all this time, and basically now is the bills that Scalise and Cassidy have basically say we want to remove that cap, we want to change that percentage higher on oil and gas, and we want to add any offshore wind revenue from the lease sales and stuff like that, and that's got the attention of all those states up there on the East Coast. So that's why we're trying to get those changes in there.
What is when we did that 20 years ago, what kind of money does that bring into the state? Is it a yearly deal? Do you have any clue?
Well, of the $500 million cap, Louisiana usually gets about 45, almost 50% of it because of the real estate we got in the Gulf. So we get about $200 million.
So that goes goes straight to state government, or is that going to?
That goes straight to the CPRA fund, Coastal Protection Fund.
Okay, I was making sure. So it didn't go to state government; it goes to that fund.
No, absolutely not. Now, if we don't pass the amendment, and someday in the future they have any kind of energy production offshore other than oil and gas, that would go 75% to the general fund and 25% to DENRs. They got a special account, a minerals management account that it would go to. So that's basically what this amendment on November 5th, amendment number one, the only one that'll be there, a vote yes will send any possible future revenue from energy sources derived offshore other than oil and gas to be married with the oil and gas dedicated revenue for the coast.
Anybody against this amendment you know of yet?
Because
I'm just kind of curious.
People that basically say, you know, we're doing tax reform, we're trying to get rid of some dedications here and there, and so any kind of new revenue should be on the chopping block to be able to split up on the entire state. That's just pretty much the only ones, you know. Some people from North Louisiana had questions about it. Yeah. But whenever I tell them, look, I'll fight Haynesville Shale. I'll fight for y'all to get a bigger share of revenue and it stay in North Louisiana. Yeah. But, you know, you got to understand this is energy that's not even produced on Louisiana land, not even in Louisiana offshore state waters. This is off the state waters, which can't be done without the people that live and work off the ports that need that coastal protection.
All right, Joe, I appreciate it, man, explaining it and letting people know what it's all about. I appreciate it, and good luck.
Well, Moon, thank you very much for the time, and vote yes on number one constitutional amendment on November 5th. Thanks, sir.
All right, man, we'll do it again. All right, Representative Joe Orgeron. All right, we're going to take a break. More to come. Have a little fun when we get back. My friends are here, Raging Cajun. Got some homemade chili. Got a new homemade chili recipe. I'm cooking chili tomorrow night. Walker's going to be like 47. So now you know what we eat. But take a break. Be right back. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from 5 different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away? A stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Here is another.
Good God. This thing on. This thing on. Look at here. I got something.
Just sit down. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. My mouth is stuffed. Anyway, great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Our friends from Raging Cajun, Mr. Ron and Ms. Leslie in here. First of all, get that mic over there close to you, Leslie. Move all that stuff out the way. Don't knock no food on the ground, old Leslie. You can.
No food
you,
is harmed.
Yeah, you can. We cannot hear you, but don't knock the food. Turn that thing a little twisted that way. Good to see y'all.
The food's the priority. We got to take care of the food
you
first.
Know, it's funny. You guys came here. I got a couple things to tell y'all. So I'm telling them when they walked in, I said, man, I'm making homemade chili tomorrow night. It's supposed to drop in the 40s. And Ron said, we got championship chili right here. And by the way, if you would have walked in and said, hey, we made you some chili, and I didn't know you was with Cajun, I go, God, that's some very dang good homemade chili.
Pretty good, yeah.
But yet, y'all done it again. Y'all come up with something else.
That's it, in a box.
Yeah, it's the newest product. It's called Raging Cajun Championship Chili.
Really is good. I'm supposed to help promote it. Yeah. I'm really promoting how good it is. You see walk over there killing it. It's delicious.
Walker's nodding. Yep. Good. Super simple. So this is a new recipe that Leslie just created. It's hot off the press. We actually just made this first production run last week, so you won't even find it in stores yet. We're hoping.
I don't care. Y'all brought me some.
We're hoping it'll be in stores soon. It is available on our website, Raging Cajun Championship Chili. And then we've got a second product called Championship Chili and Beans. So South Louisiana Cajun food, you got to have a product with beans.
You know, it's not only how good it is. You know, you eat a chili, you want it to be seasoned.
Yep.
It's seasoned so good with just enough pepper. In other words, I'm not blown away by going, it's perfect. I mean, that's delicious. Leslie, you did really good.
It's about balancing the flavors, not just about heat. But in South Louisiana, we do like a little heat. So it's just about
balancing everything. If you eat enough of it, they got some heat.
Yeah. It's got some heat, but not overpowering.
Yeah, but it's unique, right?
It is unique. Special blends, different type of seasonings.
I'll tell you what, it's delicious, but I was going to tell Ron. So my bride goes to the store the other day. I ran out of my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to two stores, and they sold your products, but they said, I know one of them said, we run out of that particular deal. Because y'all got steak. Y'all got all these other deals. So you always say, make sure you tell a manager, where's the Raging Cajun?
Yeah. And that helps. So we're out, you know, pushing and asking, obviously, all the grocery stores to bring the products in. Sometimes it's just an accident. They might run out of stock. But a lot of times they haven't stocked the product yet. So if you're a shopper out there, you've got a product that you like, go to your local store, find a manager, find a department manager. It doesn't even have to be the head manager. Just say, hey, do you carry Raging Cajun Y'all Purpose Seasoning? Do you carry Raging Cajun Championship Chili? I've heard about it. I want to try it. That really helps bring the product in. Obviously, that helps the store as well because they're finding something that the shopper wants. So that's kind of the tagline. It's really simple. It's ask for Raging Cajun because there's a ton of stores that we still need to get our products into, and your listeners have been helping with that a lot.
Well, you know, the great thing about it, first of all, the product is an excellent product. But number two, you've got so many other products. Let's talk a little bit about the other stuff and how they can go online and maybe check out what y'all have. I don't know if they can order online. Can they still order online?
You can order online. Yeah, it's acadiankitchens.com. It's acadiankitchens.com. So A-C-A-D-I-A-N kitchens with an S.com. And so that's our website. That basically has everything that we make, including this new championship chili. We just activated it last week. But we really want people to find it in their grocery stores. That's the whole goal. You know, that's where most people still shop for food. So whether it's, you know, local store or chain, we want to be there. And so, you know, if you see a product on our website and it's not in your store, you can just go to our website and pull it up. It's got the UPC on it, and that's all they have to do is have that code. And most stores can order it or you know, email their buyers to say, hey, can you bring this product in?
You know, y'all have done a great job with the products, which you have to do. But your packaging, you've taken it from a step. Now your packaging compares to anybody else on the market. And it does, and it's bright, and it's pretty, and it's put together a good pack. I mention that because when people see it, they go, wow, that's the one they heard on the program, that's the one we've been reading about, or that's the one that's dropped. The packaging and labeling matters.
It pops, yeah, and it looks professional, but it's also fun. Leslie, I know y'all were at the gumbo cook-off in New Iberia, and we had a big tent this past weekend, just Sunday. You want to talk about just what people were saying about the brand?
Yeah, people are excited about it. People don't understand, you know, a lot of people don't realize that we've been here for 40 plus years, but the new branding has brought some attention to our customers. The gumbo cook-off was super fun. People came up. We actually sold out in probably 3 hours.
But now when y'all did the gumbo cook-off, y'all just did your product?
Yeah, I mean, they showed up. We had tents and shirts. Yeah.
We actually did a homemade roux for this because it has to be homemade. So we did a homemade roux, but used our original seasoning. So it was very good turnout, very good, lot of fun, good times.
People recognize the name. Yeah,
people recognize the name. People are starting to come up. We have branding. You know, our tents are out. People are excited about our brand.
That's cool. Yeah, they're out there with the T-shirts and the tent. And most importantly is the food, too, because it's got to look pretty, but it's also got to taste good. Yeah. And I think that's the thing
it does if people will give you a shot.
Yeah.
We're getting there, so.
Well, let's talk about some of the products that you have. All the products that y'all have. Now, you can't name them all, but name some of the products that y'all have from the gumbo mix, the mixes and the seasoning.
Mixes. Last time we were here, we brought in the shrimp and grits. It's a very popular item. Our seafood bisque it's soup season right now, so that bisque out there is a really good winter food. All of our beans, we have seasoned beans with our original seasoning.
By the way, I've cooked that many times. That's excellent.
Yeah, they're good. Steak seasoning, we have a chicken or gator. We have a Ragin' Hot, which is a blend of 7 different peppers. It's a product that is not as recognized as everything else, but it's probably one of my favorites that I like one of the most. So.
There's a lot of products out there that maybe hadn't made their way to stores yet, like Ragin' Hot, for example. But like Leslie said, that's actually a really great product, very unique blend. And so try it online, and then the more people we get to try it, and that helps our case to get it in the stores.
You have another one that y'all brought in here when I wasn't here.
Yeah, the
one that's sweet.
Oh, breakfast blend.
The breakfast blend.
That's a new
blend. I got a couple of those, and we use that. You can use them on pancakes, French toast, anything.
Anything, coffee.
My mama used to take toast, put butter.
Oh, yeah.
And then sprinkle that with cinnamon back then. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon, a little bit of sugar. But this would definitely replace that. Put it on that. Put it in that toast of bread. It melts with the butter. Oh, my God. It's so good.
We talked about sourcing Louisiana cane sugar for that. So, we use Louisiana rice in a lot of our box dinner. So, we do try and source local anywhere that we can. And, of course, we're producing here locally, too, Moon. I think that's the thing that we want to keep reiterating. The more Ragin' Cajun food products that you buy, that's more jobs in Lafayette. We keep growing. We've been in a facility that's 3 times the size of where we were, and we got a lot of people working, really hard, but that means they're also getting paid to put out good tasting food that people can take home and enjoy with their families.
Well, y'all got a lot of growth going on right now.
A lot of growth. Yeah, we've just finished construction on the building. Leslie got her kitchen.
I have my kitchen.
Leslie got her kitchen.
Yeah, but I know that's the growth, but you wouldn't be doing that. What I mean by growth, too, is people starting to buy. You put them in more stores. It's not just in Louisiana. It's getting outside the state now.
We just got into every public store, and they're one of the fastest growing, grocery chains in the Southeast U.S. They come almost all the way to Louisiana, but they're all over Florida and the East Coast. We're constantly working with other chains across the country, and People are excited about Cajun food. That's the fun part about selling. Anywhere you go, people are like, oh, I love the shrimp and grits, or I love the jambalaya. And it's just a fun product to sell. I've sold a lot of boring products in my day, but there's nothing boring about Cajun food. Everybody's got a story and a smile when you start saying
Ragin' Cajun, top 5 names if you just look at sports and logos and stuff. So you've been able to capture that as well, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, it's really about trying to establish ourselves as a brand in the food business and taking on some of these big corporate giants that are out there with a good scrappy brand and great tasting product. I think it comes back to the quality of the product. Once you get people to try it, they'll come back and buy
have a product. All the marketing and packages is just as important, but without the product, it's hard to market.
Leslie reformulated.
That's the key to most of this. You want to bring people to their table, something that's easy, something that's quick, and something that tastes good.
Yeah.
So that's what we try to do. We make things that are quick.
Just because I'm curious of time, how long does it take me from start to finish on a chili
About 30 minutes. The beans will take about 40.
Quick.
Yeah. The beans take a little bit longer just because they need to be cooked a little bit longer, but about 40 minutes for the beans.
You want to talk about what you add to this? Just 3 steps.
Yeah, it's 3 steps. All you're adding, you're browning your ground beef. You're adding a 15, 16-ounce can of tomato sauce and a cup of water.
It's
super simple.
That's what I'm eating.
That's it.
That's what you're eating.
That's it.
Yeah. 2 pounds of ground beef, cup of water, and a can of tomato sauce.
Boy, that is really good. And I'm not saying that just to promote. It really is good. And if people try it, because, like you said, family, when you got 2, 3, 4 kids, you're always on the go, and you pop in there, you make the chili, you put it, you eat, and you can run.
And this can be this can be chili Fritos, this can be hot dogs, this can be a multi.
Well, I'm glad you brought the Fritos. I kind of was eating mine like a dip.
That's what we do at work.
It's like you need more, Moon.
Don't tell nobody. Website again, let people know how to get in touch
with
y'all.
It's AcadianKitchens.com, AcadianKitchens with an S.com.
Yep. Louisiana product, Louisiana business, and we love to see Louisiana businesses grow. And I hope y'all continue to grow, and I ain't worried about the big guys. I hope y'all are the big guys one day soon.
Hope so. We appreciate your support.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks, Moon.
Got to take a break. Be back. More of the Moon Griffon Show right after this.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Michigan is back in play. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, back to being considered a battleground state. 3 weeks before the election, Fox News power rankings out this morning take Michigan away from Vice President Harris's projected total, shrinking her advantage.
Vice President Harris leads in enough states to net 226 electoral votes. Former President Trump has the advantage in enough states to carry 219 electoral votes, both well short of the 270 needed to claim the White House. Former President Trump is gaining ground among Black and Hispanic voters, and there is a significant gender gap, with men shifting towards the former president and women shifting towards the vice president.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, Harris will continue her outreach to Black voters today in an interview with Charlamagne Tha God in Detroit. Now, in addition to Michigan, the other toss-up states are Arizona and Nevada, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, North Carolina and Georgia, where the former president will rally tonight as early in-person voting starts there.
In Georgia, Trump needs solid voter turnout. That because the state went for Biden in 2020 and then also sent two Democrats to the Senate. He is getting a helping hand from popular Governor Brian Kemp here, who's been fundraising for him, using his ground game machine to get out the vote.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni in Atlanta. Americans can vote early now in 39 states and Washington, D.C. Hurricane Milton victims keep salvaging, trying to recover in Florida, and a 23rd death is being blamed on the storm. There are still about 200,000 power outages across the state. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz tells Fox,
"My concern really right now is with our farmers inland. Fields are flooded, crops are flooded, can't feed livestock."
Nearly half the gas stations in the Tampa and Sarasota area still have no fuel. This is a big deal in Washington, D.C. Two giant pandas have arrived from China. Their new home will be the National Zoo. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here with urgent news. The world's central banks are making unprecedented moves, and it's time to pay attention. In 2022 and 2023, they bought more gold than ever before. And now in 2024, the trend is accelerating. Why? Because central banks have lost faith in the dollar. And in these uncertain times, gold is the ultimate safe haven. If you too are worried about the dollar, I urge you to take similar action by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Vermilion Catholic Screamin' Eagle football is back on the air. Listen to our sister station, Classic Rock 105.1, Friday night for all the action. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Head coach Brock Prejean has his team primed to make another championship run to the Dome, so don't miss any of it. If your business would like to advertise during Vermilion Catholic football, call 337-296-2987. That's 296-2987. VC football, Friday night on our sister station, 105.1. Go Eagles!
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. God, I'm full. You full? That is so good. I would. They really. What an awesome job. Anyway, great to promote. Great to promote Louisiana companies. You know, one of the things, Joe, we do is that when I started this program, was I always knew that we need to promote Louisiana companies and Louisiana business. I've been doing this for 31 years and. I love promoting them. I love bringing the energy to promote them. It's a lot of fun for me because I want to see businesses grow and I want to see people do well here. I always have. Hey, you negative. I ain't got a negative bone in my body. Sometimes, that's what I've had people do. Sometimes, I don't care about what you think about me. I could care less about me. I know this. Louisiana business is growing like that company. It's what I'm all about. That's what I try to help do on a daily basis. We love to see businesses grow in the great state of Louisiana. And I appreciate the audience. Our audience is phenomenon, as my old pastor used to say. And when y'all go respond to these advertisers, local or network, I can't thank you enough. That's how I get an opportunity to stay on the air, too. I'll tell you, I'm just blunt and forward with you. That's how you stay on the air. You got to be able to put together a show, and you got to be able to sell it. And so when I had a company like this come across, I mean, I just was so excited. I got a buddy of mine, Larry Jorgensen, who's got a little health problem, though he's the one who came across this company for me, and I'm humbled that he was able to get this company. And we've had other seasonings on here that have done really well with us, and I'm glad they came along. So I'm just humbled to have them. Appreciate it. Y'all check them out. Joe, I will be. Joe, take you a chili or two before you go. We got a couple cases here, and I'm telling you, I think tomorrow night's 47 degrees. So tomorrow night, Joe, I'm going to go outside and enjoy that weather, and I'm going to make me some of this chili. You know, it's going to take me 30 or 40 minutes to make this chili. I got ground meat in the freezer, and I got a can of tomato sauce or whatever he said. I think I got plenty of water.
Put some over a hot dog.
Oh, no, that's Joe, that's Thursday night. Let me tell you something. I never make homemade chili that I don't make a lot, number one. And then number two, always the next night, grilling hot dogs. And I'm going to take that hot dog. I'm going to put that grill hot dog and then put that chili. And then I'm going to put mustard. And then I'm going to put ketchup. And I'm going to put sauteed onions. And I'm going to put pickle relish. And anything else I got just handy, I'm going to put it in there. And I'll spread that out on a plate and I'll take a fork and eat it like that. That's how I'm going to eat my homemade chili because this is homemade as it gets right here. It really is that good. Check it out. Try it. Let me tell you something else about recipes, too, that's kind of funny, and y'all all know this. You can get something like this and taste it. Boy, that's really good. You know, but I might want to add this and add that. You can do that, too. It's yours. I've taken homemade stuff like that. I told you, I will never make a roux, and they Raging Cajun has the roux, too, and I use their roux. There's a lot of good roux made by a lot of good companies. I'm just telling you, too. But I'm not making a roux if I don't have to. I'm telling you, I'm not making one ever again. I was in the catering business for about 8 years. I ain't making a roux if I don't have to. I can make a roux, too, but I will not make a roux if I can grab one. And I got plenty. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 2 jars in the refrigerator and 2 or 3 more on the shelf. I'm not making a roux. But if you want to make one, you go right ahead. Well, it ain't going to be as good, but that's fine. You believe that. But to me, having a roux like Cajun Raging Cajun is really good. So just ask for it by name. Once again, humbled to have the advertisers we have. Thank the good Lord every day that he is blessed. All right, couple of other wrap-ups from the first hour. We'll go from Richard Nelson. Appreciate Richard coming on. Hope we'll have him on again about the new tax plan. I'm out front only on one thing, saying I'm not against anything that they're trying. I'm not, okay? Doesn't mean I'm for it or against it, but I'm not against it, okay? I want to be 100% behind their tax reform. I still can't get any answers to the question that I asked Richard about spending cuts. Everybody goes into some elaborate story about this and that. That worries me. I think government has got to be cut. Federal, state, and probably local, if the truth is known, but federal and state have got to cut back on their spending. And if the federal government doesn't come back, and none of this is going to matter. Okay, understand me. They're going to have problems getting it through because of Cameron half-ass Henry in the Senate. And I know this, I'll be honest with you, I read what Neil Raza had to say, and I wanted to share it real quick. And Raza's trying to make the plan work, too. But you got to have it all pass. Raza said the heaviest lift will be convincing lawmakers, special interests, and the public that a multi-bill package and an enormous constitutional amendment should be considered as a whole rather than in parts. In my opinion, from my seat, if you vote against one of those components, and you're voting against lowering the personal income tax and the corporate taxes. And that's my concern when you got people like Cameron Henry in the Senate with weak people like Mark Abraham and Mike Reese and all these political guys that really are about making them name for themselves. Weak Republicans, conic, weak Republican. So That's my concern, is that will the Senate, because here's the problem, and I brought it up to Richard. When you start watering down parts or some of the bill, then it affects everything in the bill. You know, that's why I brought up, and I think it's a legitimate question. I don't want this to turn into government growing, and that's it. I don't believe that's what Landry's trying to do. But Jeff gets to present the bill, but somebody else has got, they got to sell it in the legislature. I don't think this would be a tax increase, but you start watering down stuff or cutting stuff out, it's going to affect the bill, folks. But I just wish somebody would tell me how you do this without cutting government growth and government spending. We already went from 29 to 49 billion in the budget under Bill Edwards, Mr. Leadership, Mr. No Vision for the State. Spending cuts, and people have emailed me. Randy writes, need to quit trying to support an unsustainable level of state government spending. And that's the problem. I've been talking about state spending for 31 years. I don't hear that. By the way, they hadn't passed anything. Nothing's done yet. I want to see some spending cuts. I do. I think it's a legitimate question. But I'm not going to be against something because I want to understand it. But I just, somebody wrote, I ain't never had anything bad from the Raging Cajun seasoning up here in Bossier. That's some good groceries. Oh, yeah. So if y'all think I'm wrong because I'm not jumped for up and down for it, and I'm not against it, I want to see the whole plan. I want to see what passes. I think that's legitimately the way to do it. You got to deal with the Senate. You got to deal with the lobbyists. I mean, They're talking about taxing lobbyists. You think lobbyists are going to accept a plan that taxes them? But I think this thing may be written where we test and get to see everybody fight for what they believe in. And Richard said that. And that's why I'm saying maybe Jeff and him are really brilliant the way they presenting this, because maybe we're going to get to see all the people coming to the table that are at the table getting their share. And now they got to come actually justify, quote, their share. Let them come justify their share. Now we get to see everybody and all they want. So it could be a brilliant plan because everybody got to come to the deal. I'm going to try to go cover some of it in November. But I want to see. I want to see what they're going to do in the big picture. Folks, and if you disagree with me, that's fine. But I know if you got a 10-point plan and three of it you cut out and five of it you water down, or three of it you water down, you got four things will stay, it doesn't affect, it's going to affect the tax package either pro, con, for, or against in a different way. And I've been watching these legislators. I've been watching the bad Senate since John Ilario been there, really before him. Blank Page Cortez was a laughing stock and a joke. Ilario was a smart guy, but he had no inkling of making his state better, and he hurt us, and he ought to be the poster boy for what the never elected a Senate again. And then Cameron Half-Ass Henry got to be talking to him in Blank Page. We're going to get to see what they all feel like about this. Or are they going to change the state? Because remember, as my good friend Paul says when he calls, no more excuses. No more excuses. Republicans own it all. 2/3 in the House, 2/3 in the Senate, and the governor's race. The governorship. That's all I'm saying. Let's see what happens. If y'all heard something that y'all jumping up and down about, let me know. I think there's some stuff to jump up and down about. There's some things that are really positive about this. And a lot of it's positive. Jeff asked me, Governor Landry asked me, well, do you like something? Yep, there's a lot of good things to like. But let's see where they go with this. And we will get to vote on it, too, up and down. And I do want to be for this plan. I 100% want to be for it. But I don't know what's coming out of the legislature. I need to know what's coming out of the legislation. We got to wait. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. If you have a comment, you're welcome to call. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. Everywhere you...
Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Opino. I have known him for years. Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Yeah, the we'll see what happens with all that. I'm pulling at Jeff, and then we'll get something done in a big way. And, you know, I'm pulling for him. I really am. By the way, Karl Rove is rallying support for Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania. Karl Rove, these fake Republicans, the Bushes. Man, they want us to vote for a communist. Is that not phenomenal? A communist. Karl Rove, this is the types, you know, these people are just unbelievable how bad these people have gotten to be. By the way, a friend of mine sent this to me about these governments trying to buy up all the land they can buy up, or lease land to give people money for these solar farms. Friend of mine sent me a while back, a solar windmill company contracted me about leasing 129 acres I own south of Monroe, just past the new solar farm. Solar farm, Jesus. They proposed paying me $995 per acre per year for 30-year lease. Run the numbers on that. A farmer was paying me $15,000 per year to grow corn on it. I ain't no food. Go ahead and starve to death. The deal was bogus. But the government is doing solar farms. Get ready to see your electric bill skyrocket. That's what government does. Pass it on to you through higher taxes. That's what they're doing. Buddies of mine texted me about all these solar farms popping up all over the great state of Louisiana. And so we quit growing stuff. And, you know. Gee whiz, solar farms. Tell you what, they look good after a hurricane goes through. I love the way they set up after a hurricane goes through. I hope ice and hail waxes them too. I do. Ridiculous people are doing this. I know your ships come in, it's your land, do what you want with it, get it, understand it. But my prices are going up in everything because somebody's decided to lease their land for solar farms. And why, when, let me ask y'all a question. When they do these solar farms, does anybody ever ask, when is our electricity bill supposed to start down? Don't y'all think that ought to be the question? So when is my electricity bill start going way down? Because somebody called Bananas Foster and asked him. Or Devontae Lewis. Call him and ask him. Or Greg Green, for that matter. Call him and ask him, when is our bill supposed to go down? You know what they're going to answer? We got some of the lowest rates of utility bill of anybody in the country. That is not what I ask you. If you don't make as much money and you're a poor state and not making as much money, you do realize because they're lower than, say, California and New York, it still may be high to your people if they don't make as much money. You know? Somebody did the number, the 129 acres, 30-year lease, $3.8 million deal for them. So if they're leasing a land for $3.8 million over 30 years, how's your prices going to go down? They got to figure that in the cost of doing business. That's why they come to rural states like Louisiana, Texas and all that stuff, because there's a lot of land. And the federal government's broke. I mean, we're totally broke. I'm gonna make a prediction. When all this stuff hits the fan, when all this stuff starts to crumble, the people who allow this to take place and happen are gonna be the first ones to bicker. Well, I got problems now, and they won't help me give me no money to fix them. Watch. Solar. I'm talking about solar farms, windmills. And we already know EVs is a joke. Matter of fact, we can start selling EVs. Don't get water on that EV. It might burn your whole house down. You know? Somebody made a good point. If you drive an electric vehicle, you should only charge it with solar or wind-generated power. And then if that's true, then it probably won't work. Because they better have oil and gas and coal and natural gas and all that stuff works. None of it. By the way, y'all saw Hardware Wholesaler True Value files for bankruptcy? Plans to sell or rival? Shows you what the Harris economy looks like, huh? I want y'all to remember all these Republicans that are pushing Harris if she wins. We should remember every single one of them when disaster strikes. Okay. Somebody made a good point. Electricity is lower than a solar farm. That's less taxes received by the government. They don't look at it that way. It's about control. Anyway. All right. We got to take a break. More to come. Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere. I've been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding, it's Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood, lumber, and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With three great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
Are you in the market for...
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Great day to be with you. Terrific Tuesday on the Moon Graffon Show. Mr. Kirpin would join us about voting. American commitment at coming out at 11 o'clock break. Looking forward to it. Very, very informed guy. Very good guest to have on the program. So we'll join him. He'll join us at the top of the next hour, the third hour of the program. Hardware Wholesaler True Value. It's been around forever. Bankruptcy plans, seller rivals. Dirt Cheap just announced they're filing bankruptcy. This is in the Harris economy, folks. So what do you think they're going to do different? Besides spending money, what do you think Kamala's going to do? If the Democrats stay in charge, what do you think they're going to do? And I know for a fact the House and Senate is going to be really tight because we gave the House Cleo Fields, which is dumb. It's amazing. I keep running into my Republican friends, and they keep telling me in the House and the Senate the worst vote they ever made was voting to let Cleo Fields have a district. The truth is they're upset about it. That should have never happened in the state of Louisiana. Didn't have to. We'd have won in court. But I'm not going to go back over that, but it's absolutely ridiculous that Cleo Fields could be a representative from the state of Louisiana. And it's funny, I was in Iberville Parish. I went to see Mom. That was it Saturday, Sunday, and I saw Cleo Fields signs. And I was in, I headed up to Monroe, Louisiana, and I saw Cleo Fields signs. Headed up to Shreveport, I saw Cleo Fields signs. I was in Baton Rouge, and I saw Julia Letlow signs. Julia Letlow is in the northeast part of the state. And don't tell me these districts aren't screwed up on purpose. And Julia Letlow, I don't really know Julia well, but I'm sure she's a nice person. But she needs to run in her district and not be in Baton Rouge. But I'm seeing these signs, man, they're crisscrossing all over the place. And I don't care what anybody said. That's unconstitutional, but we just gave Cleo. I just don't understand that. That ought to make everybody mad as hell. It made me mad. I'm still mad about it. Cleo Fields is going to be handed a district. I'm sure. I wonder if he's got paper bags full of $10,000 bills all over the place for somebody. That's what I think probably happened. But anyway, Kamala and Harris and them threw this economy into the dirt. There is no way to get out of it by spending money in Congress. Understand. It's not going to work. It's never worked in the history of the world anywhere it's been tried. Spending money, driving inflation up will make people prosper. Somebody, can anybody show me what country has spent money, spent debt, ran up debt, okay, and their people prospered because of it? If you can let me know, I want to go read about it. Russia, Venezuela, Spain, the name one. Well, how does that work in America? It doesn't. They have put us in a scary, scary position. And Moody's is going to downgrade us, and people are going to quit buying our bonds. When they quit buying our bonds, let's see what everybody does. Kamala Harris and Biden and them have hurt us at the border, the drugs, the overdose, the killings, the rapes. They don't care. And they don't care about my health care bill or yours. Study finds health care costs will surge next year despite the Harris-Biden regime's promise. As I told you, well documented, my bill is going up $420 a month. Try adding that to your bill. Now, this ain't debt. This is cost of living for me. Health benefit costs expected to exceed salary increases despite the Biden-Harris administration's claiming to have helped redress the issue. A study just came out. And, folks, it's not. It ain't going. Obamacare was designed to crush America's health care system. Barack Obama is an evil, evil person. And he's always been an evil person. He just took his money and ran as he tried to destroy America. The dude didn't know. He knew less about health care than me. But he knew how to fix it. He didn't fix it. He heard it. The health benefits. I'm seeing stores close. Folks, why do you elect people like this? The fentanyl deal, the legals coming across. None of that is slowed down. It's not going to slow down with Kamala. Matter of fact, I look for them to be, if Trump was to win, watch the flooding of illegals between the election and January 20th. All done by design. But I'm not worried about it. Because Obama, Michelle Obama to the rescue for Kamala Harris. Michelle Obama enlists drag queens, Cardi B, to gin up swing state turnout while Kamala's losing ground. Drag queens. We got a lady. I say she's a lady. We got a lady excited about drag queens. So let me ask y'all a question. If they bring drag queens to Louisiana, are you going to go vote for Kamala because the drag queens are here? What do Democrats elite think will motivate their base in critical swing states? It's the turnout for Kamala Harris in November. Drag queens and rapper Cardi B for starters. Michelle Obama is promising men in dressed and, well, wet ASAP. And I'm going to say that. As part of the initiative called Party at the Polls, a series of performances. Arizona, Michigan, Nevada. Well, I tell you what, how sick can you get, Michelle Obama? How sick can you get? That's drag queens. Oh, I can't wait to see them. That might make me change my vote. We're going to have drag queens coming through, folks. That ain't excited. Man, we could go vote for people like that. I mean, they just, these people, Michelle's sick. These people have no morals for anything. Drag queens. I'm just sitting here going, wow. Why don't they do trans surgeries on 10-year-olds in public for people to watch? I don't want to get all the voters out to say, wow, why don't we watch them abort babies on TV to turn out the vote in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania? Why don't they just show what an abortion is? Watch it. Watch it all come out. That's what Party of Filth and Party of Hate looks like. This is what it looks like. And Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, man, they're all part of this. See, they have to break down and destroy the Christian culture. Then they got to break down and destroy the Constitution and America's values. So drag queens are going to help them win votes in Arizona. I got to go to Arizona this year. You do too. Next month. Wedding. Got to go to Arizona. I forgot about that. That's after the election, though. Someone missed the drag queens. Dang it. I was hoping maybe to change my mind and vote for Kamala. You know, because if I saw drag queens, of course, get excited about voting for Kamala Harris. According to Michelle Obama, that's what she's doing. How can anybody say they're a Democrat? The Democrat Party is the valueless party. There's no values. What's happening now, party? Whatever's happening now, they for. Don't matter how crazy it is, how unscientific it is, it's the party of what's happening now. People still vote that way, unfortunately. All right, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. IssueOneAction.org.
There's a way to...
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What an honor. What a pleasure to be with you today. Ooh, they had chili for brunch, and I'm sure I got to go to lunch somewhere. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Reduction Hotline. Yep. And by the way, the amendment number one, you know what I think about windmills and renewables. I think they're okay. You can have them, but don't force them on people. And the federal government quit spending money. All that goes away in about 3 seconds. So, but the amendment, I'm not saying the amendment's a bad amendment at all. It means the federal government will send us more money. That's what it means. If things break out, the federal government will have to send us more money. So, not a bad amendment. I'm not a big constitutional amendment guy, but that's what makes it interesting about the tax, the big tax package Governor Landry is for, because there will be a chance for them to vote and a chance for us to vote, and then they got to do some more work after. I didn't bring up the 0.45 cents. There's a lot of people don't want to vote to increase the 0.45 cent. That's what Bill Edwards put on us. Paula Pelosi Davis was the one who ran with it. It was dumb then. It's dumb now. But what happens is what they're trying to do is take advantage of maybe lowering the income tax to keep it. I get it. It's just that the 0.45 should have never been part of it. Everything. I saw another article today. Every article is talking about state budget is all in a panic. Budget cuts could threaten Louisiana's early ed dual enrollment program now. Okay? I've always thought the dual role in program was all about money anyway, because now you can count a kid in high school and count them in college. That's just me. If I'm wrong, somebody can explain it. I don't know how much money's even involved in it, don't understand, but as I read the article, and we looked at this, it all came down to this. Can the legislature renew a controversial 0.45 cent sales tax to expire next year? It should have never been put on us, folks. I remember fighting against that. Once again, Republicans gave in to Governor Bill Edwards, who lied. By the way, I saw and to Philip DeVilliers' credit, he spoke some kind of oil and gas association yesterday. I didn't get to listen to it. I'm trying to go back and listen to all of it, but a little bit I heard Philip DeVilliers talk when he first went there. We had $1 billion budget deficit. We could never cut $1 billion out of state government. I didn't like that comment, but he did say something that made sense. Remember how Bill Edwards and them talked about a $2 billion budget deficit? It was that year. That was Phillip's first year. This is his ninth year. He's a Speaker of the House, his last term in the House. And I'm glad Phillip said something that I've been saying for a long time. He said, when I got there, it was a $1 billion budget deficit. It was. Bell Edwards and them huddled up, him and Jay Darden, the legendary backstabber, huddled up and came out and said, we got a $2 billion budget problem, because they had a $1 billion budget problem, but they wanted to spend a lot of money, so they made it a $2 billion budget problem. And then they went out there and talked about no LSU football. We're going to have to close hospitals. We're going to cut the universities. Then they started naming all the programs we was going to cut. And he scared Republicans instead of them just towing the line, because Edwards already said he didn't want to raise taxes. But he needed the $2 billion to raise the taxes. And he raised about $7 billion. The first 1 cent sales tax was about $2.5 billion. The 0.45 for 7 years was $3 to $3.5 billion. That's $6 billion right there in tax increases on Bell Edwards and Republican-led House and Senate. Because they created a scenario where they could go rip the representatives and senators' heads off. And they did. And they cowed down to Edwards, where they should have never passed the 0.45. The penny, if I recall, was for 27 months, which would be 2 years and 3 months. Only to come back to drop the 1 cent to a 0.45. And I'll never forget people saying, I cut taxes. What do you mean you cut taxes? Well, it was 1 cent. I cut it to 0.45. Should have never put the 1 cent on us. That's what they do in Baton Rouge. They raise a tax, and then they give you some of it back, and they tell you they cut the taxes. I mean, I always thought that was the dumbest thing for people not to be able to see through that. So we had the 0.45. So the 0.45 shouldn't even be a factor in this. Kim Hunter Reed, Louisiana Commission of Higher Education, warned the cuts could have adverse effect on dual enrollment programs, which allow high schoolers to take college courses to earn college credits. You know, one of the things, and this might be the coolest program, and other states may do it. I have no idea. I'm sure they do. But I kind of thought that was, I thought we went to high school, then we went to college. Or went to work. I thought that's what you did. But then they set up programs for you to be in college and high school at the same time. So my question is the one in high school counted for the MP, the program from Bessie? Is that program counted? And they get credit for a college student? I'm just kind of, how does it work? Is it double dipping? I was just kind of curious. How does that work? And does that help? More than 32,500 high school students were enrolled in courses at public university. Does that keep the university numbers up to say, well, we got growing class, we got more people at the universities? Is that really something that's just helping numbers? Because our universities and public schools have been declining in numbers because we got people moving out the state. So my thought was this dual enrollment makes the high school numbers look a little better and make the college numbers look a little better, the university numbers look better. If colleges lose some funding, they may shrink or eliminate their dual enrollment programs at a time when LSU is trying to grow the number of students earning college credits in high school. So my question is, I thought you went high school and you go to college. Why are we letting some kids, why 32,500 kids, by the way, don't call and fuss at me, I'm asking a question. Are our kids being used just to build up numbers in high school and colleges at the same time? Because normally you were a high school student or a college student, you wouldn't both. Now you're both, and this has been going on for years. Yeah, I'm watching out migration. I'm watching universities lose numbers, and some say, well, we reached our quota, but is that counting? It's got to be counting these numbers, because according to this, Louisiana's trying to grow the number of students earning college credits. So they want this program in here. I think they want it in there for the money more than anything else, but that's just me. Call it the cynic in me, which is not much cynic. I just didn't understand the dual enrollment. I thought you go to high school and you go to college. Now you can do both. And this has been going on a lot longer than I know. This ain't new. But does it help with financing? Does it help with numbers to have? Because you counted October 1st as a high school student. Now you count it as a college student. Now you can give out numbers that are kind of not altogether right. All right. We got to take a break. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment, when we get back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.